Hello, and welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs. Today, a back-to-school special. We're going to tackle head lice, those little blood-sucking bugs that wind up in your hair. Now, if you've ever had head lice or has a kid or a niece or nephew that has had head lice, you know what a pain these things are. So to help me find a solution, I've called up Abigail Rosenfeld, otherwise known as the Lice Lady of Brooklyn. Now, Abigail has been a delouser for close to 3 decades, and during busy months may be tackling 75 or more cases of head lice. That's right. Now, I called up Abigail Rosenfeld at her home in Brooklyn, and she began by telling me about her own troubled history with these pesky bugs.
I was 13 and a half when we first got lice. My oldest brother was 16, and which isn't bad for 9 kids. You know, nobody had lice before that, so it was the first time. But it was embarrassing. I was in 8th grade, and I found out I had lice. And so that created, I guess, a sensitivity in me. My mother reacted pretty strongly to it. She was devastated by it. So now when people call me up, I know that feeling of embarrassment, you know, so...
What was the technique then to try to get the lice out of your hair?
Lots of combing, the Quell shampoo, which didn't help. Like, you do the Quell, but if you don't get the eggs out, then you get the lice right back. Like, the Quell didn't penetrate the eggs.
So let's talk about lice in general. I mean, I've heard you've said anyone can get lice. It's not necessarily an indication that you were a dirty person or come from
Absolutely.
A dirty household.
They cross over all borders.
And so how do kids normally get lice? I remember
in school. Well, head-to-head contact or direct contact. Let's say a movie theater, a Broadway, you know, a show, you know. You go to a nice hotel and they have nice chairs and couches in the lounge. You don't know who sat on that couch before. You could pick up anything for that matter, you know. If it's meant to be gotten, you're going to get it. That's basically
how it's like Bechert, right?
Bechert, you got it.
But do you ever worry that, I mean, you have kids at home,
that I'm going to get it from my people who come with
Yeah,
lice?
Do you ever worry that they're going to spread
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely not. I'll tell you why. My kids go to school. My kids go to shows. They go shopping. They're exposed to it like everyone else is. But when people come to me with it, I have a leather couch. I don't have fabric couches. I have metal chairs. So it's not passed around like that. It's more passed around on fabric.
Now, some people, though, they go into lockdown.
Oh, people go crazy.
I mean, and then everything has to go through the wash, and the whole house has to be sanitized. What do you tell people in terms of what to do with your clothes and the couch and the fabrics? How do
you sanitize the house? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's just about changing linen. I tell people if you can flip over the mattress, it's actually very good for a mattress to rotate the mattress. The couch, you could vacuum it, but if you don't want to vacuum it, just drape a sheet over it, cover it. They don't need the couch to live. They need the blood. If you don't have a washing machine accessible, so put things away for 10 days. The bug will die. If it laid an egg on it, the egg will hatch within the 10 days, and it will die from lack of food.
You've talked about the medicated shampoos not really working.
Right, the Medicaid shampoos, yeah, if you use them and you don't do anything else, you're not going to get rid of it.
But I understand you use a special comb made in Germany. Is there something about this comb that is particularly good?
Precision. They're very, you know, they're little tiny insects, and you have to use something that's going to actually get those little eggs out.
What's the name of it?
Nisska. Nisska.
The Nisska comb.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for little black dots?
Not black dots. They look like the shape of a teardrop, the eggs when they come off the hair. And the bugs are little bugs.
Filled with the blood of your scalp?
Well, yeah. So sometimes I have seen little red, you know, they turn like reddish. I guess after a meal they have red. But that's very infrequently. Usually they're brown and beige.
You say it's precision. I mean, I have experience plucking hairs or going after dandruff. Is that helpful in terms of practicing? Like, if you're really good at tweezing, will you be good at getting head lice?
No, it's a different, it's totally different. Because we're not plucking hairs. It's just a matter of combing the hair. It's a technique of combing flat against the scalp because that's where the bugs live.
And do you use, like, a magnifying glass ever? Or?
No, no. It's really not about seeing them so much. It's more about combing them, getting them out. So I had a woman who spent 6 hours on her son with a flashlight looking for the nits, and she missed tons of them.
Then how did you find them?
Well, I put conditioner in the hair, I used a comb, and I showed her. They just came right out.
You know, you said you've seen some people use some pretty bad home remedies from mayonnaise.
Oh,
and
Raid.
What have
not
you
Raid.
Seen?
Raid. I had a woman. She sprayed her child's head with Raid.
Oh, no.
Even the light shampoos, I think they're pretty strong. It's like, you know, taking a very big gun to shoot a mouse, you know?
So,
I've seen people use kerosene. People have walked in my house with kerosene in their hair.
Ugh. Have you ever seen parents cut their kids' hair to try to get it out?
Yes,
so
I've seen that too.
Some pretty bad haircuts?
I know somebody who gave two girls crew cuts. She literally shaved their heads.
Oh, no.
Yeah, two girls. They were like 7 and 9.
Did that work?
It didn't work exactly. It got rid of a lot of them, but she still had to work on combing them. And, you know, she didn't bald them. She left a little stubble, but...
And it just goes on forever. The life cycle is 10 days, and it's just a colony.
They hatch, and they become bugs. I mean...
It's not like if you wait until the winter, they'll freeze.
No, not at all.
You're toast.
They don't go away without work.
Wow. So is there any last advice you have for anyone who may be thinking they have lice or scratching their head and is freaking out?
I generally tell them, buy conditioner, buy a comb, any comb, and see if anything comes out.
Well, that's advice from Abigail Rosenfeld, the Lice Lady of Brooklyn, who, by the way, is available for hire. Her rates vary, but she charges usually around $50 to $75 per case. However, one time she charged $200, although that person had a really bad case of head lice. Anyway, if you have any ideas about how to get out nits and lice, let me know about it. I want to hear it. Tell me about it over at the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page. Now, next week, I'll discuss your ideas along with Abigail Rosenfeld's recommendations in my conversation with Madeline Brand. Thanks very much for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs.